welcome to another episode of Rod and Flava. I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And what are we calling today?
Today is $503 million Monday.
Hey! So, wait a minute. I like it. Did we win Powerball?
No. Oh, no. Dang. $503 million for Patrick Mahomes.
No way.
All right. So, those who most know, but in case you don't, Patrick Mahomes is the Kansas City Chiefs QB. He's also the Super Bowl MVP. And he just got pizzied. So.
Yeah, he did. I'm still processing.
Wait, process that, because that's a half a billion.
Yeah.
Half a billion.
$503 million.
Football quarterback. Oh. Okay, now that that's sinking in.
Yeah, because you could make like $50 million a year off of that and just interest alone. But okay.
All right.
As you're saying, I'm in the clouds right now, but go ahead.
Right. Wow. Okay. So the details of the contract are, it's a 10-year $450 million contract with $83 million in signing bonuses over the next 2 years. Wow. And there's even a clause in there that it's a $140 million injury guarantee. So if he goes out there and breaks his stuff, he still gets $140 million.
I'm even more speechless. $140 million injury guarantee?
Yes.
Okay, let's put this in perspective. I can't even right now, and maybe listeners hit us on Facebook or on our email, but I don't know of any NFL player right now who has a contract that has just a regular guarantee of $140 million. He has an injury guarantee.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what the guarantee on his contract must be, which I'm guessing they probably aren't going to divulge that. Then again, I don't know. Did they?
I did not see that.
I figured.
I did not see that. But
it's probably
$83 million in signing bonuses over the next 2 years alone. I mean, I'm happy for him. He's getting his.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you. So that does make it the richest value contract in American professional sports. Let's just put that out there.
Good. You know, there's a song playing across America right now. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Man, well,
good Lord. So, hey, good for him, though. You know what?
Yeah. My jaw was hanging, and I had to start with that because, wow.
I hope our Denver Broncos make him earn every penny twice a year.
Definitely.
So,
as a mom, though, if I'm his mom, his mom's better be on high alert.
Yeah.
Doing background checks and everything else.
The prenup to the prenup. Yeah. Tell me about it. Shoot. So
I know I would be. I'm like, sit down. Dang. This will only hurt a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Lie detector test.
Shoot. Yeah, exactly. Shoot, it'd be like meet the parents times 10.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I had in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because how do you protect your child from, I mean, you obviously you trust your child and you, but you do have gold diggers out there.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of cheddar.
A lot of cheddar. I guess, you know what, Tom Brady, he's Lord of the Rings and Mahomes is king of the cheddar. And he's got a ring. So,
right. Yeah.
Good for him.
So, wow. Yeah. So, Mrs. Mahomes, I'm with you. I'm sending you my mama vibes and keep your eye out.
Fourth of July
for your son there.
Fourth of July got a whole new meaning in the Mahomes family. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, talking about the Fourth of July, our beer of the week.
Yeah.
That was a perfect segue, by the way. It's Enjoy by the 4th of July, 7420, and it is an unfiltered IPA. So you have a can and I have a can.
I see that. And it's another creation by Stone.
It is.
The IPA masters, I tell you.
And if you happen to go to our Facebook page, on the 4th of July, we did put a couple pictures of this beer on our Facebook page. And we kept two so that we could share with you today. So, in true form.
And this is an unfiltered IPA.
It's an unfiltered double IPA. Oh, that's right. So we're just pouring this in our glass really quick. And first thing, it is a darker color. I would say it's amber. It's definitely an amber.
It's even darker than my favorite lizard's mouth.
It is. It's darker than the lizard's mouth. It's darker than the sculpin. It is definitely more amber in color.
And it is definitely more hoppy.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sorry, I cheated. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's 100 degrees today. Sorry.
It is. It's a warm one. So this is actually a 9.4% ABV. Any guesses from you on the IBU on it? Because last week we had three.
Yeah, and I kind of failed on my favorite there, but that's okay. I'm going to guess it has a little more kick to it than Lizard's Mouth. So Lizard's Mouth is 75. I'm going to say this is probably like an 80, maybe 85.
So this is definitely giving me juicy mouth. a juicy mouth. This is a 90.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So this is closer to the Lizard's Mouth, the original.
Yeah, 1.0. Oh, man.
This is something that we'll have to make sure Dizzle and Jilly Bean get some of this because I know they enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
But this is definitely more bitter.
It is. So we're enjoying this on 7/6/20. It says enjoy by 7/4 on the can. It's kind of funny, but it tastes just as good on the 6th.
Well, as it did on the 4th.
Yes.
Once again, great beer for when it's super hot outside. I see myself throwing multiple back of these? No. No, this is definitely a sipping beer, but...
No, this is.
It's good.
And it's good, I mean, especially, you know, today because, you know, we did a little day trip to get away from the 100-degree weather and to get used to that where we went, to get used to what was 75 degrees, which felt so good. But to come back here now... And it's still 92 out. This is
refreshing.
Yes, this was perfect for us to do during our podcast. Yes. So thank you, Flava.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Yay. So today we went out to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
So we're only about an hour away. So we scooted on up there and enjoyed our day. And I took the girls for their very first parasailing adventure.
Yes.
So.
And how that, I'll go and say, you know what? Me and the boy, we decided to watch from the pier. All right. Say what you want. That's fine. But you know what? We had some good father-son bonding time, but watching you guys out there, it was impressive. And you guys were up there a ways. I don't know how many feet it was, but it looked pretty far off the water.
It would be 1,000 feet, sir.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So the place that we went parasailing at was Santa Barbara Parasail. They are located at 237 Stearns Wharf. It's at the very end of the wharf. And if anyone's familiar with Santa Barbara, Stearns Wharf is just an extension of State Street, the main street going through Santa Barbara.
Right off the pier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They were absolutely amazing. The gentleman, and I feel so bad for forgetting his name, he just moved here from Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
In which he was running parasailing out there for the last 7 years. So very well versed.
He's a pro.
He is a pro because he even asked, do you guys want to dip your feet? Do you guys want to get wet? You know, what's your comfort level? And I let him know that it was the girls' first time. But some hovering over the water would be kind of cool. And he obliged.
Wow.
So not only did he get us up high 1,000 feet and where you could just truly, you saw Montecito, you saw, Carpinteria, just everything, the whole coastline. It was just gorgeous. Nice. But he brought us down. So if you've ever been on Soaring Over California at yes. California Adventure, there's that one part where you come down and you're going over the lake, the river.
Yes.
Where you're just kind of barely going over it and you feel like you're going to dip your toes in.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you shoot off.
Yes.
Up in the sky. Yes. That's exactly what he did for us.
Okay, now I feel like we should have gone.
It was so cool.
Okay, I should have.
And then there was a buoy out in the water that had seals on it. So he brought us down so that we were low so that we could see the seals as we went by, and then brought us back up again. It was the coolest thing.
That's really cool. That is. I missed out.
Well, that's all right. If it's not on your bucket list it wasn't, I mean, it is what it is. But I do have to say, after the experience, when we got home today, I did ask the girls separately, if you could give me one word to describe the experience today when we were parasailing, what would that one word be?
Oh, interesting. What was it?
One said exhilarating.
Okay.
The other one said fulfilling.
Interesting. Okay.
So, okay. And if I could give it a word, I would say amazing. It was just an amazing experience to have with our daughters. Yeah. And it was totally zen up there.
I bet.
And I can't wait to see the pictures because we did buy the pictures on the SD card. So nice. We got to load them up still.
Yes, we do.
I can't wait to see them.
We'll do that after the podcast. Definitely. You know, speaking of, I know it wasn't as amazing as that. Not even close. However, this was amazing considering 2020. Because, you know, after we had lunch and afterwards we went in to check out State Street. Because mm-hmm. it's been tradition for years for us to go up there.
Get some ice cream.
Yeah.
And I think you even got a Big Ripper up
there. Well, I did.
From
big,
one of our trips.
I did. I bought my Big Ripper up there years ago. Still love that bike. It's an awesome bike. But I was shocked as we're heading up and it's blocked off. And I'm like, why is it blocked off?
I know. I was like, why? Why?
And then we get closer and the revelation was this. They have blocked off State Street to extend the restaurant seating literally into the streets. And it looks amazing. It looks so good. It kind of reminded me of, I haven't been to Third Street in years, but back in the day, Third Street in Santa Monica was like that.
Uh-huh.
Reminded me of that. And it was awesome. I mean, we were there on a Monday and it was packed.
It was packed.
That were socially distancing and wearing masks. So that was good.
Absolutely.
But everything was open. You know, I know the bars weren't, but the restaurants were open.
Wine tasting
shops. People were out and about. It had a great vibe to it.
It did. Because what it did is it freed up the sidewalks for people to walk. And then you had all your seating in the streets.
Yes.
But it even had like a walking or bike lane path in the very middle. Yes,
for the bikes.
For bicyclists.
That's right. Yes, it did.
It was the coolest thing ever.
It was. You know, the best part, you know, looking at it from an economic standpoint, it's allowing restaurants to be open to keep their businesses, keep their employees employed. And also, for the city, they're able to still get some tax dollars. To me,
right.
This is a
generating
win.
Revenue.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win. And I hope for anyone listening that's got any kind of city influence or ties, if you're in California, because the weather here is great, do this. If you're anywhere else in the nation, take advantage until winter comes and do this.
Absolutely.
Let these restaurants do this because it's awesome.
I love that the restaurants, because we seem to be stuck in phase two now.
Yeah, we're back to phase two.
I love that they're adapting with all this al fresco. I love it. I am totally loving it.
I'm loving it too. And that's kind of, you know, you look at us as humans, we have to adapt. We got to adapt to survive. And I think we're starting to do that. And it's, for me personally, I feel it's a really good thing. I do. 2020's been something else, but we're in the second half now officially, and I feel like, hey, you know what? Maybe the second half might be better than the first half.
Well, let's hope. Yeah. Well, we're almost at November 3rd, so I think we'll be wrapped up by then.
Yeah, we'll see. That's a whole other story. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So, on the way home, stopped by Bennett's Honey Farm.
Oh,
did a little honey tasting in Fillmore.
Because they were open, which was awesome.
Yeah. I know. Once again. Yes. Still, my favorite part is when we were leaving and it said, honey. Wait, what did it say? Honey I'll be back soon, yeah, or be back soon, honey.
Be back soon, honey. I think it says be back
and
soon.
And it had honey. A bee with the honey little thing on there. Yeah. I thought it was so cute. I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute.
But that place is amazing. I personally enjoy it because they make the honey locally. And I've dealt with pollen allergies for years. And when we started going there each year and getting the honey for like sage and some of the other local ones out here.
You like sage, and Tristan likes the eucalyptus one.
Which is interesting.
I like them all.
I like the sage because it tastes good, and it seems to really put my allergies in check.
Right.
It really does. I don't get the, you know, this congestion and the sneezing and the watery red, itchy, puffy eyes, everything else you see on a commercial. That honey takes care of me, and it tastes great. Hell of a lot better than taking an allergy pill.
So. Absolutely. And that is Laura's PSA of the week. If you're suffering from allergies, please find a local honey farm where you can go get some local honey, because it really does help. And I know it's growing up, I've kind of heard it for years, but it is so true, because you're able to take it in small amounts. For instance, not only did we get regular honey, but we also got the honey filled sticks for hot tea. So they dissolve in the hot tea and you stir it in.
Delicious.
And, you know, before you go to bed or whatnot, that just really helps with your allergies and sinuses. And it really helps.
It does. You know, a great combo that you do is that Celestial Seasoning Sleepy Time Tea with the honey stick.
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about having the best night's sleep ever? Try it. I'm telling you right now. Try it. That's another. I know it's not Flava's PSA, but that's a Flava tip. Try it. You will not regret it.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
No.
And worst case, it tastes good and you enjoyed it.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Love our tea.
So, movies.
Yeah. You know, it's a little different platform, you know, what we're about to talk about, King of Staten Island. It's, you can't buy it.
No.
You can only rent it for $19.99.
That was a steep rent.
It is a steep rent. And it's like, it's almost like not, I guess if you were to go to the movie theater with two people, it's about that much. Maybe it's a little bit more for two, but it's close. So right. It's almost like saying you're going to the movies, but you're really not, as opposed to just like Netflix and Prime and all that, where it's, you know, hey, it's free.
Right.
You pay your monthly service. This was, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you think. $19.99, you get to rent it, you got it for 3 days, and then it goes away.
Right. Which, great. I feel like we're ahead of the game, since there's five in our family.
Oh, yeah.
So, bam, chick, wow, wow.
It's like less than $4 each.
Yep, okay, exactly. So, what did you think of it?
Wow, I'll say this. It wasn't what I thought. I thought, in my mind.
Exactly. It wasn't what I thought either.
No, from the previews, I thought he became a fireman, like, during it, and that they were, like, kind of, like, hazing him a little bit with the hose and all, because they showed the previews.
Right.
Which got us hooked. And, you know, it
was.
But
wasn't, no spoilers. Don't give any spoilers.
No spoilers. I won't give spoilers, but it was. The movie was. It had some depth to it.
I thought it was going to be knowing Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
As far as what I've seen him in thus far, Saturday Night Live and whatnot, I thought it was going to be full-blown comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So if you're expecting full-blown comedy, this is not the movie. There is comedy.
Yes.
There's a lot of humorous parts.
Yes.
But it is an emotional, serious movie.
That I think a lot of people will be able to relate to.
I think so as well, yes.
Yeah, it had some depth, and I mean, overall, a great movie. Yeah,
I thought it was great.
Movie. Yes.
Not what I expected.
No.
But pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
So, cast. Marissa Tomei, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, she did.
Love her.
Amazing
she did
job.
Phenomenal job. Pete Davidson, he showed he had depth with his acting.
Yes, he sure did. He did.
Steve Buscemi, always a favorite.
He was great, yes. Yes.
Machine Gun Kelly, hello. He's just popping up everywhere lately.
Yeah, he is.
Maud Apatow. And for those who don't know, Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Lead role in here. Moses Arias. and
Rico.
Rico from Hannah, Montana. Yeah. He's in there. Yeah.
Little Rico.
Bill Burr, which is actually, he's a stand-up comedian and fellow podcaster.
Yeah, he is. You know, I'm guessing him and Pete probably, they got to be tight.
Oh, I'm sure.
Two comedians, come on. And their chemistry was great. Oh, God. Great. Yes.
It was. And then our son mentioned that he is a voice for something. That's right.
He does. He does a voice for something.
I don't remember what,
but I'm going to have to research it while we're, now that you brought it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go to my little magic here and I'm going to research it.
He recognized the voice, but didn't recognize him because of the big mustache in the movie.
Oh, the big mustache drove off. Mm-hmm. Oh, F is for Family.
Oh, there we go.
That cartoon. He's on there. He's also been in Breaking Bad and he was in The Mandalorian. Now I got to go back and look at it. Because I don't remember. I just remember that's all I remember is Baby Yoda. The child I know. We call him Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
He was also on Chappelle's show.
Shut up.
Didn't know that.
Oh my goodness. Now we're going to have to go back and look for him.
All right, man.
He was good.
No, Bill Burr was great. He was. He was funny too, man. Shoot. We're going to have to check that out.
All right. So you have something interesting. And by the way, really quick, because I got tripped up on last week's like question that got pulled out of the side of who knows where. So my perfect ambient temperature when I said Sacramento night is, I would say it's probably right around 87 degrees. 86, 87.
Okay.
And yes, it is warmer. But anywhere between 85 and 89, right in there, for me at night, outside, chilling in the backyard, probably around 86 would be the perfect spot. Well, I found it to be very comfortable.
You're in for a treat, because starting, I think, around Thursday, you'll probably see that when the sun goes down. You're going to see that. And, you know, the winds have died down. You're going to get your Sacramento nights.
Well, I love it.
It's called, I see night swimming in our future.
Love it. Yeah. Favorite.
Yeah. So, we had Flava's weekly PSA, and I decided I want to jump on the bandwagon. So, I came up with what I'm going to call Rod's Ethical Dilemma Question of the Week.
Oh, goodness.
And here we go. I'm going to ask it to you, hon. So,
I can't wait. Drum roll.
Drum roll. Let me give you a scenario. So let's say that a celebrity, someone who's very famous, comes up to you. There's a great one. Let's say earlier today, we're on Santa Barbara Pier. Now, I know we didn't bring our dogs, but let's say we brought our dogs.
Right.
And a famous celebrity comes up and says, "Oh my God, I love your dog. Can I pet him or pet her?"
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So they're petting and whatnot, and they say to you, "I love your dog. I will give you $2 million cash right now if you let me have your dog." What would you do? What would you do?
Seriously.
Listeners, what would you do? Hit me up on Facebook. I want to know. But until that moment comes, what would you do?
I am torn. God, $2 million is great. But then it's like selling off your child. I don't know. I mean, I know they would have a great life.
Oh, yeah.
Jet setting, private chefs. I would hope lots of love.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But do animals really care about that?
I don't think they do.
Or do they just, would they see it as, where did my family go?
Wow.
So that's a hard one.
It is.
And that's why it's an ethical dilemma question. But I'd be like, wow, $2 million? I could always buy another pet. However, that's your baby.
So what's your answer? Do you take the cash or do you keep the dog?
Got to keep the family member.
All right. Okay.
Now, the dog ends up you know, destroying the house and pooping or peeing in it, I may reconsider.
You know, it's funny you were saying that because I was thinking, you know what, the dogs we have right now, I couldn't do it, but I was thinking of some of a couple of our past dogs.
Like, I would be like, here you go. Pay you.
Yeah, we'll take 1.5.
Bargain. Sold.
Yeah. Sold, yeah. But the ones we have now, I don't think they can do it. It'd be tough.
They're family members. Yeah. And I truly feel it would be like selling off a child.
It would be. So for those of you that are listening, please answer that question on our Facebook page or email us.
Yeah, I would love to hear what you guys think. Like, am I crazy? Should I just take the money, take the $2 million and be, you know?
Like, deuces. See you later, final.
You know what? I know you're going to have a great life. And
so am I.
And so am I. Or am I, you know, am I being too emotional?
Yeah.
You know, with the, it's our baby.
Yeah, and if you say no to $2 million, at what price do you think you'd say yes? Or is there any price?
Oh.
Something to think about.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're just going beyond.
You know, you guys have to answer that one. We'll keep it at $2 million, but I just, you know, just thinking outside the box.
So next week, mm-hmm. we will be coming to our listeners directly from Pacific Grove, California.
Yes.
And that's up on the peninsula right next to Monterey, Carmel, Pebble Beach. So that's going to be a great time.
I can't wait. It's only going to be 65 degrees there. It's going to be 100 here. I can't wait.
Well, our listener, we've never been there before. We've been to Carmel.
Yeah, we've been to Carmel, but never to there. So this is going to be a first for us.
I've never been to Pacific Grove. So
I don't even know what's going to be open.
No, I don't know what's going to be open either. But to our listeners that have been there or have heard of any great restaurants, like must-go-to restaurants, hopefully they have takeout or alfresco dining.
Yeah, let us know.
If there's a specific place that you love to check out a sunset there, I would love to know that.
We would. We'd love to talk about it. Yeah, let us know. We'll do our best to get there. And I want to
check it out because we haven't been. So I would love recommendations.
Hey, maybe you know what? Maybe first recommendation turns out to be good. We podcast from there.
That would be cool.
And give a shout out to who gave us the recommendation.
Oh, nice. Loving it. Love the way you think. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if there's a local brewery up there too. Sure. Maybe that way we can run over there and grab a little something to share with everyone during the podcast from that area.
Yeah. All that is an Uber trip and a mask. Let's do it.
Exactly. So please. Rod and Flava, or what's our thing?
Yeah, hit us up on Facebook. It's Rod Flava, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Rod and Flava. We'd love to hear. We really would.
I'm asking for recommendations. Yes. I would truly love that.
Yeah. And, you know, even going beyond that, if there's things you would like us to talk about or look into, we'd love to do that too on some future podcasts. So please hit us up. And we have some exciting things definitely come up in the future that we're going to do. We have some listeners that actually don't even live in California that we're going to have on as future guests, and we're looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a really fun show.
Yes.
It's experimenting to be a first. But
expanding our horizons.
Yes, we are. So we're looking forward to that. And I can't wait for that. I'd like to have another little in-person guest spot in the future. I think would be great
too. Yes, and I hope you guys enjoyed the blind taste testing last week.
I know I did.
yes, we all did.
Oh yeah.
But so okay, we're coming to you guys next week from Pacific Grove, and we look forward to seeing you then.
All right, until next week. I'm Rod,
and I'm Flava. Ciao.